Often, his uncompromising films lack linear narratives, even protagonists. He is not interested in heroes, but in the crowd, in the audience on the square, not the politicians on the stage. In his documentaries, his impersonal camera does not probe inner lives, but simply records the space, the movements, the soundscape, snatches of pop and folk songs, anthems, tolling bells, the flow of time, and ultimately of history. There is no voiceover or catharsis. Instead, Mr. Loznitsa allows the absurdity and tragedy of life to speak for themselves. He is not a hunter, says Mikhail Yampolsky, a critic and historian of Russian culture at New York University. He is a trap, patiently waiting for whatever gets caught in it. The camera, for Mr. Loznitsa, is more than a piece of kit. It is a way of seeing. When we look in front of us, there are things we don't see, but which can become visible afterwards, he says. The result may be something that I could never have imagined, let alone invented. He cites an aphorism of Alfred Hitchcock's. In feature films, the director is God. In documentaries, God is the director. Now 52, Mr. Loznitsa was born in Soviet Belarus and brought up in Ukraine. He learned his craft in Russia and now lives in Germany. Like many others, his life has been shaped by the fracturing of the Soviet Union and the Russian Empire before it. His work chronicles the political and moral disintegrations that followed. His subjects have included the failed coup of 1991 that preceded the Soviet collapse, the event 2015, and Ukraine's revolution, Maidan 2014. Today's world, he says, provides no firm ground under your feet. Just as fact and fiction have bled together, it can seem that there is no good or bad.